on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Zach Mettler joins us from the Daily Citizen and Focus on the Family. Zach, thanks again for taking your time.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, it's good to be back with you, and fun to pinch it for Glenn here again. So thanks for having me back.
Yeah, I appreciate all the team at Focus on the Family does. They're a regular contributor to ABQ Connect. And, of course, a regular contributor to our lineup, 7 a.m. every weekday morning, along with the Family Minute, heard just before 8 o'clock and just before 6 o'clock p.m., 8 o'clock in the morning and just before 6 at night, daily, the Family Minute. So lots of great resources, not only on the air here, Zach, but, of course, at the websites at focusonthefamily.com and the Daily Citizen. Help me with the dot.
Sure. It's thedailycitizen.org.
There you go, thedailycitizen.org. And actually, I should have just glanced up. I've got a story open written by Zachary Mettler. And Zach, something that lots of folks are standing around the water cooler, hopefully having, reasoning conversations together about the government shutdown. But you spent some time really looking into it.
Yeah, I did that this week, and the government is now officially shut down for the first time since 2018. And what that means is that those programs and personnel that are deemed non-essential, they're either they're furloughed essentially, and so they're going without work. But at the end of all this, when government funding is restored, they will be reimbursed for their time, even if they're not having to work. And so, but there's real families now that if they're living paycheck to paycheck and whatnot, for the time being, while the government shut down, they're not going to be receiving any paychecks from the government. And that's because congressional leaders, they haven't been able to agree on a funding bill for 2026. And so the House of Representatives had passed a continuing resolution, which basically means it's a temporary funding bill to extend funding for the government for about 7 or 8 weeks. And the House had passed that on September 19th. But in the Senate, you need 60 votes to get anything passed, essentially. And there was only 55 senators that approved this continuing resolution. It was 53 Republicans, I believe, and 2 Democrat senators that supported the continuing resolution. But again, since that needed 60, it failed. And so because of that, the government is now shut down until they can agree on what kind of continuing resolution to pass. The Republicans had proposed what's called a clean CR, which basically just means everything stays the same for about seven weeks while we debate on next year's budget. Until we can agree on that, we're just going to keep everything the exact same. But the Democrats had said, no, we're going to actually use this shutdown now and use this this need to pass this continuing resolution to kind of promote some of our pet projects. And that included, from my research, it included $350 billion to extend COVID-era subsidies that enabled abortion coverage and quote-unquote gender transition procedures. It included Medicaid for 1.2 million illegal aliens. It included $500 million to restore funding for NPR and PBS. And it also reversed President Trump's spending cuts to fund wasteful programs like global LGBT awareness campaigns. And so you have the Democrats who are kind of using this to promote some of their favorite projects, because normally they don't have the votes, don't have any control of Congress or the presidency. They can't set the agenda. And so now they're using this as kind of leverage to hopefully get some of their projects passed.
Yeah. And, I want to back up a little bit, Zach. You mentioned families that are, they have federal jobs, and if they're deemed non-essential, they'll be on furlough, but still receiving pay. Truth is, some of these families may be sitting in the pew right next to you at church, and maybe be aware of that, or if it doesn't come up, maybe if someone's a federal worker, you're not sure, there's a possibility, ask them. Maybe be a good time to make a casserole and bring it to your neighbor. What a great opportunity to just whether it's someone in the pew or someone at work, at work, maybe you're working with someone whose spouse is in the federal. Just, you know, be aware. It's a great opportunity to you know, for some Christ-like activity and prayer for those that are walking through that. Now, as you mentioned, you know, they get the back pay when they, you know, they come back right. Or when the government reopens. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a real thing there practically. And the other thing I was going to say is, yeah, you know, as I thought through it, it's almost silly to say, well, the politicians are being so political. But it's a shame that, you know, in the time that they have leading up to the budget, mm-hmm. that, you know, this all doesn't get taken care of. You know, this is getting to be, seems like more of a regular thing. Yeah. And I think another frustration, too, you know, is to see the politics in it. When you rewind and see some of the rhetoric that has happened going into other budget approvals in past years, and how, you know, some of the things that one side says is what the other side is saying now, you know, it's a little bit frustrating. And it's actually a game of chess, it feels like, when you see all the different things. You know, we had the great big beautiful bill mm-hmm. happen recently, and the hard work that was put in to get all these things passed, and much of what was addressed in the great big beautiful bill is exactly mm-hmm. what it seems like what the Democrats are aiming at for what their demands are in order to you know, get the vote that everyone wants.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you know, elections have consequences, right? So last year, Americans, we voted to give Republicans unified control of the federal government, electing Republicans to control the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the presidency. And because elections have consequences, Republicans have been able to enact their priorities. That is just how the nature of our representative republic works. And so when you have one party now essentially that's in a very small minority in Congress, in the Senate, now basically holding the federal government hostage to try to get some of their demands met, to try to reverse some of the provisions that were in the One Big Beautiful Bill, you know, it doesn't rub the American people in the right way. And so we don't know exactly how long this is going to go on. So I love your idea of bringing a casserole or bringing something to a federal government employee as a way to witness to your faith. That's just a beautiful idea. It's a great idea. We don't know how long this is going to happen or how long is it going to go on. The last government shutdown was 34 days long in December of 2018. And then in January of 2018, it was only 2 days long, right? So these things can go on between anywhere between 1 day and multiple weeks. And so we just honestly, we don't know at this point how long this will go on. And so that's a great opportunity for us all to witness in whatever capacity that we have been given.
Yeah. And before we put a bow on it, Zach, I do want to call attention to the article that, you know, we're referencing that you wrote at the Daily Citizen. You can go to thedailycitizen.org, do a search for Zachary Mettler, and you'll see the headline, U.S. Government Shutdown Begins After Democrats Demand Funding for Abortion, which you mentioned in our conversation, part of that $350 billion that is in that, and some of which goes to enable abortion coverage, which, by the way, let me tease, coming up shortly, we're going to connect with the Heritage Foundation on today's show and let you know more about what's happening, even in this administration, to further abortions. Yeah, be praying for our nation's leaders that they would be representing us well and be considering the people that they represent, and not so much, you know, their own things. But Zach, you write a lot of articles for the Daily Citizen, and we're not going to take the time to cover. But briefly, if you want to share a great story that you wrote about inspiration given to the actor Tim Allen.
Mm. Yeah, well, thanks for that opportunity. Just real briefly, you know, Erica Kirk, she gave that great, great address at the Charlie Kirk Memorial a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago. And then that inspired Tim Allen now to actually forgive his father's killer from 60 years ago. So his father was killed by a drunk driver 60 years ago, and Tim Allen, watching Erica's speech, was motivated to now forgive his father's killer. So you can find that at thedailycitizen.org. And also we send a morning email that you can subscribe to if you just press on subscribe at our main website. Monday through Friday, we send an email of the top 10 stories that we at Focus on the Family are tracking, and you can get that sent to your inbox for free Monday through Friday. So that's another just free resource that we provide.
Well, Zach, appreciate that information, and I'll use a timely as we're into the MLB playoffs. Thanks for pinch hitting today for Glenn, and we'll look forward to hearing from you, Focus on the Family and the Daily Citizen again real soon.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.